On the show today, we have PSEU's Art Harbor talking about speeding up the whole EMV transaction process with QuickChip and M-Chip, so check it out. So just to get everyone going here, what is it and how does it work? How does it speed up the whole process here?
Yeah, so, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we just got through the first stage of the liability shift, right? And so one of the things I think that we're all kind of experiencing is the little bit of the perception that, you know, the transaction is taking a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I think a little bit of that perception could be the fact that, you know, in our old environment, right, we had that magstripe card, we swiped that card, and while the transaction was processing, and what I mean by processing, right, is leaving that POS terminal and running out, mm-hmm. getting an approval or denial, right, for the transaction and coming back, we had something as a consumer to kind of occupy our time, right? So we swiped our card and we were putting it back in our purse or in our wallet mm-hmm. while the transaction was processing. I think now, you know, with EMV, you're now inserting that card, right? And so you're holding your wallet in your hand or you've got your purse open. So I think the perception is now the transaction is taking a little bit longer to get processed through.
Yeah.
And so in a consumer's mind is now I'm, you know, being further bothered, right, I guess I'll say,
yeah.
By the merchant by having to sit in line to wait for this authorization to occur. And so, you know, Visa, you know, with QuickChip, MasterCard came out with their version, which is yeah. called M-Chip, is yeah. going to be the opportunity here to help speed up that process. So the basis behind this is really going to be the fact that instead of inserting that card, waiting for the transaction to process through, what's going to happen is you're going to insert that card. You're then going to pull that card out, similar as a kind of what was happening in the magstripe environment, right? You'll have now as a consumer something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you insert the card, it'll give you a prompt, you'll pull the card out, and you can then put that back into your wallet or into your purse while the transaction processes. I think what the key there is that, you know, we're just kind of, you know, enhancing the experience of EMV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't rolled this out yet as an industry, so we're kind of, you know, in this what I'll call the infancy stages, right, to make sure that, you know, how that's going to work from a merchant level perspective.
Yeah.
And because and what I mean by that is that there's going to be, you know, some conversation as to does a merchant allow the cardholder, i.e. the consumer, to leave the establishment without the final authorization coming back to the terminal, or, you know, are we still going to wait for that final authorization?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, where some of the process is being worked out. And I think we'll see that implementation of QuickChip or M-Chip, however you want to call it,
right,
depending upon the association brand. I will see that somewhere, I would think, in the next probably maybe 4 to 6 weeks, we'll start seeing some of that rolling out into the stores.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, totally appreciate the added security. I mean, it's a necessary thing, but I think you're right. It was bothersome for consumers to sit there with your chip in there and like, all right, you know, because we're kind of conditioned, for lack of a better term, just to swipe and all right, we're good to go. See ya, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have to wait. It's just kind of a different experience, and it's a long experience, which is what I heard by a lot of retailers over the holiday season. It takes too long. We need to get people in and out of here. And so that was a big reason why a lot of the devices weren't working at the time, but now they are. And it sounds like this is really going to speed up the process a lot and make consumers a little bit more happy.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it'll look to speed up the process, right? So I mean, you know, the jury's going to still be out on this, right? Because we haven't tested it, we
yeah.
haven't seen it,
yeah.
and of course we haven't gotten the consumer responses back to say yes, it's quicker, or no, it's not any quicker. So, you know, I will say the jury is probably still out on this,
mm-hmm.
but I will say that both the merchants and the associations, you know, did work quickly to identify what a perception issue is in terms of this EMV migration
yeah.
and some timing distractions, I'll call it, right? So they want to make sure that we're addressing those now in a much quicker manner
mm-hmm.
to make this what I'll call the EMV liability shift migration much smoother, right? Because we still have a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know, as you mentioned, you know, there's still a lot of merchants that haven't upgraded their terminals. We're in the middle of that second phase of liability shift around ATMs,
mm-hmm.
and that's occurring. And then you got the third phase of that, which is all the, you know, gas pumps that are going to have to be done.
No
so
doubt.
making sure that we address, you know, this challenge now, mm-hmm. right, and squash, I'll call that perception issue of timing, mm-hmm. Is important, right, because we're still in the beginning stages here of the EMV migration process.
Yeah, and we're really talking a few seconds here, you know, but it's just kind of weird because when I just bought dog food the other day at our local pet store, and sticking the card in there, and I counted it was like 10 seconds or so, and in reality, is it really that long? But we're so used to like the 1 second swipe that, 10 seconds seems like eternity just kind of standing there. But it's really cool that technology is advancing and we're making the adjustments. And it sounds like it's going to be kind of a cool process once it's all said and done.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it will be. And I think what we'll do is we'll gain some valuable insight on this as we move into what I'll call the next stage, right, of the payments process, which is mobile payments, right? So when you think of today like Apple Pay,
yeah.
right, I think there's going to be that perception challenge. Once we resolve this one is, mm-hmm. okay, well, I want to use my phone, but I've got to put in my 4-digit password. Then I've got to open that app up, and then I've got to choose my digital card. I've got to put my thumbprint in. So when you think of all of that that's taking place too, that's going to be the next, yeah. what I'll call, challenge of consumers to come back to say, we need to make this process quicker as well.
Yeah.
And how do we do that? But at the same time, between both the what I'll call the physical card EMV environment and that what I mentioned, the Apple Pay / mobile payments environment, we still have to focus on security, right? Mm-hmm. And make sure that those security measures are in place, mm-hmm. because we can make it faster, but we've got to make it secure, and we can't have, we cannot deviate from the security aspects of this, right? So
indeed.
At the end of the day, if we do have a little bit of a longer, I'll call it time at the checkout, because we have more security in place, I think everyone will agree that's the best, best option.
It seems like a pretty minor, very minor inconvenience for something greater down the road. I mean, like you said, security is priority one. Nobody wants a breach any more than anybody else does. So, yeah, where do credit unions fit in this mix? Are we gonna have to distribute new cards again, or what's their role in all of this?
Yeah, so what's really nice about that, right? So, from, an issuer side perspective, right? Like you say, as someone that's issuing cards onto the streets from credit union level perspective, there's not much that we have to do, right?
Okay.
It's really going to be more around the education piece of this,
okay.
because, we don't have to go out and get new chips and reissue new cards and go out, for the lack of better terms, re-educate everybody.
Yeah.
I think the key here is that, most of the what I would call the heavy lifting is around the merchant side of things, right? They're the ones that are having to, change the terminal, software applications, mm-hmm. right, to not have that requirement of having the card in the terminal for the entire time. They've got to speed up their process a little bit on that end,
yeah.
and so that's the work that's really being done. So from our side of the house, right, the issuing / credit union side of the house is just going to be, education, right? So here's an enhancement, right? Here's a new technology enhancement that's come out, and this is what it means to you. And I think what the challenge will be for all of us, right, and that's, from a credit union level, issuing client to, even if it's a bank or whoever,
right.
is going to be, okay, who has now enabled this what I call faster payment technology, right, for EMV?
Mm-hmm.
Because just like we find that the challenge today is, we go to some locations and those stores are EMV enabled, and as you mentioned, you go to other stores,
yeah.
and you're still swiping your card, and we don't have a good good process, I'll call it, in place, right? Globally, what I mean there to say, go, these list of stores are EMV enabled and these lists are not right
yeah.
now. That's why I think our challenge will still come into play, is that we won't have that knowledge base initially up front. So some places you may just stick the card in, pull it right back out. Other places you may have to stick it in and leave it for however that period of time mm-hmm. is that you currently experience today.
Yeah.
So that'll be the education challenge, I think, on all issuers' parts.
Yeah, it seems like kind of 50-50 right now of all the stores that I go to, at least around here in San Diego. I don't know how it is in your neck of the woods, but it's about 50-50. It's like some have it, some don't. And so there's,
yeah.
Someday it'll be consistent across the board, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's, you know, we're getting closer, and I think we'll get closer, as I mentioned before, as we move into these other phases of the liability shift, and, you know, things such as this quick chip addressing this item, and as we, you know, kind of move further along, I think the stats are already showing the merchants and, you know, that do have that technology enabled, the EMV POS terminals enabled, you know, they're starting to see, you know, better results in terms of, you know, lowering of fraud. Issuers, you know, who have done that are seeing better results, right, of that ability of not having, we'll call it, as many compromise challenges or issues out there in the marketplace. So I think we're going to get there. You know, I think it's just a little bit more timing of, you know, providing the education, providing the incentives, and really making sure that all of our merchant community understands the benefits for all of us, right, of getting those terminals upgraded.
No doubt. Is there any tweaking to the terminals with these, I guess, the faster processing chips, or is it just kind of status quo, or how does that work?
Yeah, so they don't have to go out and get a new terminal, which is really great, right? You know, that always creates the challenge, is they don't want to spend the money again for that piece of it.
Right.
But the, you know, at least in the aspect of around, you know, there will be some what I would call software enhancements, because they are going to be changing that processing environment. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be a little bit of a processor upgrade, I'll call it, right? Software upgrade that takes place. But once again, that's really handled on the merchant side of the house, you know, through their acquiring. So, you know, from the issuer side, we're still good. You know, it's just, you know, the merchants need to, you know, enact that. And so maybe that will accelerate that process for the merchants who have not EMV enabled their terminals, is they may just want to go ahead and do all of this at one time. And maybe that was one of the delays that they were waiting on.
Yeah.
So once they see this, maybe that will speed up acceleration there for getting the rest of what we'll call that other 50% up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A great point there. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. So yeah. So that is definitely incentive for any merchant. So it sounds like credit unions, obviously we've done our job. We've done our homework. We've done our due diligence. So again, it's on the merchant side for them to kind of upgrade and keep the process moving forward.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I think the credit union industry has done a very good job of, you know, getting the message out there to their cardholders, you know, working, you know, with their processors, you know, to get their card programs, you know, upgraded to EMV and getting, you know, what I would call themselves into a comfortable position, right, to, you know, meet the demand for the EMV product.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Indeed. All right. Art, anything else to wrap up? I mean, this is such a, I think it's a topic that not only affects credit unions or any financial, but it affects everybody, consumers everywhere, nationwide. So it's such an interesting and timely and a broad topic that just really affects us all. So anything else to kind of wrap up here?
Yeah, you know, I would just say, I mean, I think we're on the tip of the iceberg, right? I mean, you know, we're just getting into the environment here that's going to really, you know, what I would call transform the payment industry, and we're seeing that. So, you know, I think you're going to see a lot more to come here in the near future, right? Because you're going to have, you know, there's a whole lot of elements that are, you know, contained within the EMV chip that we don't get the offer yet today, such as, you know, putting, you know, reward points and couponing and all these other things that can go onto the chip. So we're just now kind of what I would say at the tip of the iceberg, and you'll see a lot more to come, I think, over in the next couple of years of where this functionality can really take us in the payment processing environment.
Well, certainly looking forward to that. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think these are all steps in the right direction, obviously. So I think it's just like you said, it's just a process, and we take the proper steps to get there, and we'll get there. So yeah, very cool stuff. Again, we'll have to chat again in about 6 months to
see where definitely. We are. Definitely. Would love to do it.
Okay, Art. Thank you again. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work. All right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.